This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. That would be me. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of the big stories, the big list of people for the week ending December 15th. So we've gotten through 2 weeks into the month of December. We don't seem to be in a very big Christmassy spirit here. Lots of issues and silly things going on. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Here in place of Michael Harrison is his first assistant deputy vice president in charge of keeping Michael on the straight and the narrow. I think, Richie, would you agree? Rich McFadden is also here.
Kevin Casey and I have similar roles. We help you guys keep your wheels on the tracks.
That's what it is. So, Kevin, nice to have you back on the countdown. Kevin Casey, as Richie suggested, is the person here who's in Michael's stead to go through the list of the stories and the people that are being discussed, and we'll pick them apart. Not necessarily as you go through them. We'll give you the opportunity to be unscathed as you go through the list, and then we'll hit all this with our best shots. So go ahead, Kevin.
All right, Doug. I'm going to hold you to that, too, because we've got a lot of people here, especially. We'll start with the people. Top people talked about on News Talk Radio during the week, starting at number 10, Omarosa Oni Menegal Newman.
Good for you. I can't get through that. Richie,
wow, listen
that?
To that, man. It's almost like
wait
a speech of a foreign
Take
language.
Two. Wait a minute. Take two on that, Kevin. Go ahead. Do that one again.
Sure.
Number
Omarosa
10.
Oni Menegal Newman.
Yeah.
And she just goes by Omarosa, so that's what we'll call her. Number 9, John McCain. Number 10, a tie, Kim Jong-un and Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Ajit Pai and Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Marco Rubio. Number 5 this week, Robert Miller and Michael Flynn. At number 4, and on up, we got a couple ties here, so bear with me. Number 4, Heath Evans, Morgan Spurlock, Russell Simmons. At number 3, Larry King, Marshall Falk, Ike Taylor, and Blake Farenthold. At number 2, Roy Moore, Doug Jones, and Stephen K. Bannon. And the number 1 most talked about person this week, obviously, is President Donald Trump. Moving on to the top stories of the week, tie at number 10, NFL and NBA action. At number 9, Omarosa exits the White House, tied with Bitcoin activity. At number 8, the New York City pipe bomb attack. Number 9, North Korea's nuclear program. At number 6, net neutrality. At number 5 this week, California wildfires tied with Jerusalem recognition aftermath. Number 4, Trump-Russia investigation. Number 3, the GOP tax reform plan. And number 2 this week, sexual misconduct allegations. And number 1, Roy Moore loses the Senate bid in Alabama. Number 1 story this week.
All right. So let's go back. Rich McFadden, Kevin Casey, Doug Steffen on the official countdown program. Number 2, number 3, number 4 on the list of people. I just put
I'm
in brackets.
Dying here.
You are?
I haven't heard the Larry King allegations. I'm assuming it's sexual misconduct.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
It would not surprise me.
Yeah.
But fill me in on what's going on with Larry King. I have not heard this yet. I'm done.
Go ahead, Kevin. You want to tell the story? You want me?
Yes. Well, just real quickly, Larry King. You guessed it, Rich.
Yeah, it's not like anything is unsuspected here. This is not. There's nothing earth-shaking about Larry King being accused of sexual misconduct. Go ahead, Kevin.
He is alleged to have molested, basically fondled someone during a photo shoot. Now, this seems to be a common thing now. You stand there, you put your arm around someone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Apparently, some people are alleged to then be slipping their hands in and out of people's, well, you know.
Wow.
You got the idea there.
Yeah.
Larry King is denying it adamantly, and he also says he is going to sue. So let's see what happens with that one.
He also said, ask my 8th wife.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And is Ike Taylor really any surprise to anybody?
Boy, you know, it's funny after when you think about how things, the reports we hear of the quote unquote boys clubs, places like ESPN, and in this case it's the NFL Network, some people just aren't very surprised by it. They think that that's kind of the way it's always been in sports broadcasting, and you know,
Marshall Fox is surprised.
The unscaled or unsophisticated thing, Ike Taylor is Ike Turner, and they probably are both two peas. In a pot. I just put brackets around 2, 3, and 4 and wrote scum next to them. That pretty much takes care of all of they are all involved in the hoopla over sexual misconduct. And well, I wonder how deep... Go ahead, Kevin.
You know, I was going to say, and some came forth, like, for example, Morgan Spurlock, you know, who did the movie Supersize Me, he came forth and said, hey, I'm part of the problem, I've done things, and, you know, he wasn't accused, but he came forward and said, here's what I've done, and it's time for us to clean up our act, more or less, was his statement, so.
Well, and you wonder how sincere some of these people are, or are they smart enough to get out ahead of it? That seems to...
Well, the guy who was the radio host this week, who basically had no allegations against him, but he just decided on the air he was going to talk about how he had abused. And I think what he was trying to do was trying to say, listen, this is a boys' club. It is wrong. I think we need to confront this, and I am even guilty of it. But in doing so, pretty much chucked himself down the well, Billy. It probably won't get out.
Well, you know, he did say that, and he did come forth, and I'm just scrambling to get his name here because
I can't remember it either.
His name is Josh Ducalo, and he's a talk show host at a station in Appleton, Wisconsin, WHBY. And what Rich said is true. He came forth and said, hey, I did this. He pointed to one incident, talked about it. He did this on his program last Friday. It went social media crazy over the weekend up there in Wisconsin, and as a result, he was suspended, I guess, or just off the air for Monday. But he's back, and they don't have any plans to let him go. He's using it supposedly as his own teachable moment.
Which is, you got to say, that's respectable, you know, for a guy to come up and admit and talk about it. And, you know, have the courage to say, I was wrong, and we shouldn't do this. It's not like other people who are hiding it, like Larry King, and saying, I never did it. Come on, Larry. We all know you did it. Come on now.
Richie's not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Come on, Richie. Come on.
Wouldn't want Rich on my jury.
Now, sir, do you have any predisposed, any sort of feelings about Larry? Oh, no, I'm very objective.
All right, we got number two out of the way.
All right, hold on. We continue 14 past the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. Rich McFadden is here from the wonderful world of Dougie. And Dougie himself is here as we produce some information that's very compelling for those of you who need, want, and desire and are knowledgeable enough to get a sort of course in improving your immune system to the top of your mind. Because at this time of year, flus, colds, all kinds of things will be brought about because you don't have a strong immune system. Never mind the things that are even the things you could be exposed to every year, all year long. Things that happen in people's lives, they develop cancer if they don't have a strong immune system. All those things are at risk unless you do something about restoring your immune system to the strength that it needs to be in and probably was at some point in time. Your immune system will improve by 700%. That's the claim of the folks at Balance of Nature, and they can back up the claim with page after page after page of people who testify to the real food in these capsules, the real science that put the capsule formulas together, the real nutrition that you get by taking this proprietary blend of various vegetables in one supplement, that's the fruits, and then, I'm sorry, that's the veggies, hello, and then there are equally the same number of fruits in the fruit capsule. So start by calling 800-246-8751 or going online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Get a free month supply of both products. Get you well on your way to strengthening that immune system. Special discount on other products that you can find also in their catalog. balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. Free for the first month. two capsules a day, the fruits and the veggies. Wow, look at that immune system improved just thinking about how good this is. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
A couple of times during the course of the hour where we're doing the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'll go through the list, or we'll have reference to the list in order. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine in place of Michael this week, and he's already done that, so we'll jump around a little bit. I actually wanted to mention something that's at Talkers.com this week, something that will affect the folks who are big followers. The folks who listen to this program are big fans of the medium of talk radio, news talk radio. And so if you look at the sliding scale that is published, you can go to Talkers.com and you can see all this. You can see the list of the hot hits of the week and other things that are going on among the stars, the stations, the news. And from the research department, it is very interesting to see how strong News Talk has stayed, Kevin, as a format. Rich is also, obviously, we're all benefiting from this. Richie not only tested this program, but he's the operations person at our originating network, Radio America. So when we're selling ourselves, this is not necessarily cock-a-doodle-doo time, but this is the reason for Talkers being, that is, there are so many people. 1 out of 10 people listening to the radio are listening to the News Talk format. And when you look at all the other formats that are around, like Adult Contemporary and Country and the CHR stuff and Hot AC and all the things, you probably don't even know what some of these terms mean. Classic rock, classic hits, urban sports, urban contemporary, all of these other formats pale in comparison to the number of people listening to the News Talk stations. And I don't think, Kevin, I can be corrected on this because I'm not sure that I'm on solid ground, but I don't think anymore. It used to be there were more News Talk stations than anything else. I don't think that's the case anymore, is it? And yet,
it's been a while since the company that used to do that has published that list of you know, the station formats. And
right.
But yeah, it's up there. If it isn't number one, it's number two. So there's a ton of News Talk stations out there. And just the survey you're looking at is from Nielsen Audio, the people who do the ratings, obviously, and they also include public talk in that as well. So your local NPR station is included in that tally.
Yeah, well, a lot of people listening, a lot of people don't discern that there's much of a difference, frankly, that they don't know or pay attention to the fact that they may be NPR stations versus commercial stations. All right, we continue 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's make it 23 after the hour now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production that brings together the folks from Talkers Magazine, some of the staff members of the various radio enterprises that I'm involved in, and me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kevin Casey's graced us with his presence. An intelligent, articulate broadcaster. He's got a great voice. He has great knowledge of the business. He's a cool guy. Been one of those people that has been around, it seems like, forever. I was saying this. I'm thinking, when the heck did I meet you?
I don't remember radio without Kevin Casey.
Well, I remember when he was working on the station. I'm trying to remember when Michael brought you. You've got to be a 20-year guy there, aren't you? How long have you been?
It's 17. Yeah, 17 years.
It's pretty close. I thought it was something groovy like that. Okay, so just to I want to not leave the sexual misconduct thing. We mentioned one of the guys who on the air said, oops, I made a mistake. And now the story of Tavis Smiley.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't have thought about this, actually, although it is highlighted at Talkers.com in the Talkers Magazine section this week. I wouldn't have thought about it except that we were talking about it earlier, and I was thinking back of Richie. He didn't really remind me. Tavis Smiley has always given me credit for getting him into radio.
Okay.
And now, well, Kevin's got the same attitude, Richie, you have. Okay.
It's your fault.
It's my fault, eh? I don't know. With some of these people that we all know, I mean, some of these folks on this list, I know. I've interviewed, I've been around them, and I'm trying to put Russell Simmons. I remember interviewing him. Richie, I don't know if you remember him or not.
Yep.
What a jerk. He was really, and I maybe part of this whole psychology, I've heard the same thing in the last 24 hours, people describing Tavis Smiley as a jerk, an arrogant so-and-so, entitled, all kind. I mean, I would never use those words to describe him, but I wonder if he's changed. Sometimes, you know, success does change people. So,
well, I think that what we're seeing here, too, is it's a gender issue. People who are fellow males who work in the industry with some of these people, whether it's the radio, TV, movie industry, they aren't the ones who are harassed or whatever by these people. The women are. So sometimes the guys don't necessarily know what jerks their fellow, what their colleagues are. But get a woman around them and they change. So, you know, we've certainly seen this. There are other people who will say, oh, yeah, we know what Harvey Weinstein was up to all along. It's just, how do you stop it, you know?
I thought it was interesting that Meryl Streep said this week, this whole program, a whole problem, would have been eliminated if there were more women running the broadcast business, the movie business, the film business, if there were more women in the boardrooms and actually running. And I was trying to think of who we know that actually, other than Sherry Lansing, I remember any women ever running any of those studios. Do you? Anybody remember another name of someone who's run a studio?
No, it certainly has. But I think she's absolutely right. I think that makes a ton of sense. Obviously, a female, you know, president would not allow this to happen under her watch, hopefully.
But in radio, we have the Julie Talbots, and there are plenty of powerful women in top positions in radio. Do you think that it has changed the way? I mean, obviously, you know, I come from radio and the car business, and back in the 70s and 80s, the radio and the car business was just out of control. It was a nonstop party. But, you know, I would say during the 90s, things changed dramatically in the radio business. But I don't know. You guys would probably know better, or Doug, with Julie coming in, being at one of the big muckety muck at iHeart.
Well, there's the women, the two women running the two. There's a woman that's running Cumulus, which is a syndication company and a radio station ownership group.
And in Bonneville and
Bush and Hubbard, But I think what we're seeing here, to your point, Rich, is that things are changing. I think we're in a transitory period here and it's going to be years before it isn't going to turn on a dime and all of a sudden there's no sexual misconduct anymore because of what's happening now. It's going to be gradual, and I think that the best that we can hope for is that over some sort of period of time we begin to, you know, respect each other as humans and not as sex toys.
You'd like to think that that was the case. You wonder out loud sometimes how it is these people are so, it's the Neanderthalic instincts maybe that come out in men, or the Cro-Magnon era rears its ugly head again. And it's just, I think we have to, the danger here is that the pendulum will swing too far the other way. And that's something to be concerned about as well. 28 and change after the hour.
This is Shop. Still looking for holiday gifts without breaking the bank?
Give the gift men will brag about for under $100. There's Man Crates Beard Wrangler Mini Crate. It opens with a crowbar to get the goodies, beard shampoo, and brush.
And a gift that gives back?
When you buy gear and clothing from Ivory Ella, you're also saving the elephants. 10% of net profits go to Save the Elephants and other charitable causes.
Park rangers, food inspectors, scientists, they all have the same employer, the federal government and taxpayers. And 80% of them live outside of Washington, D.C.
We protect investors from insider trading, false information, and fraud.
We stop contraband, drugs, terrorists, and their weapons from entering the country.
The National Treasury Employees Union is speaking out for these nonpartisan, middle-class employees who serve every corner of America. Visit www.theyworkforus.org.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Here we go back again into the conversation about conversation charts for the week of December 11th to the 15th, thanks to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, represented this week by Kevin Casey from the Talkers staff, Rich McFadden from, I don't want to say my staff, he's my rod, my staff, it comforts me.
That's my position in life.
Yes.
Happy to accept.
There it is. Okay, so as we go through sort of randomly, some of the things that are on the story list, the things that jump out. I think number four, I'm chuckling about the Trump-Russian investigation because a bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, this week had a long, like a 3-4 hour long press conference. Apparently he does it at the end of the year as a tradition. And so a lot of American reporters were there and they're asking him about Trump and the connection and how they ruined the Democrats' chance for being the president, and Putin scoffs at all that stuff, says that Trump is a great leader, America's lucky to have him, and that all this stuff. He used the Russian term for fake news.
Okay.
And I was thinking, it was so amusing to actually read. I didn't see the thing on Russian television, but I really followed it closely online as he was going through it, and it was just sort of amusing to see this guy who is, by some, anyway, some estimates, one of the worst curs in the world. He was lining himself up with Trump and sort of not taking credit, but taking in his own way sort of some stuff out of the Trump playbook. And I find it amusing anyway. In terms of Trump and Russia, is there anything really new? There isn't. I don't sense there's anything new.
It's still the lasting discussion about how Michael Flynn's cooperation, if there is any, is going to affect the investigation, whether it's going to steer it closer to Donald Trump or, you know, in directions towards other actors in the whole campaign issue.
It's such a load. If it didn't humor me so much, it would annoy me. I am the here's the caveat. Okay, I'm not a huge Trump fan. I like what he's trying to do. I hate the way he's trying to do it. But this whole Russia investigation, when you catch somebody lying, and Doug and I have gone through this for years, since the Clinton years, where you accuse somebody of something, you don't have any proof on them, you accuse them of it, then you pull them in front of the FBI to question them about it, they catch you in a lie about something totally different, now they're going to make you give up information on the person you're trying to get, but you don't have any information, so now they end up convicting people of lying about something totally different, never convicting people of what they initially accused them of. It's a load, and it's wasting millions and millions of dollars.
Unbelievable amounts of money.
Ridiculous. If you've got something, bring it. Otherwise, stop writing checks.
It's become a cottage industry, Kevin.
It really has.
It has. All of this stuff. Oh. It's just let's investigate the investigators to see who they're investigating.
So is this something you can concentrate on when you're going to law school? I want to be a special prosecutor.
Well, you know what? You have hit it right on the head.
Maybe.
Because think about anything. Think about pharmaceutical companies. They find a problem. They create a drug. They make tons of money on it. No different with lawyers. They see an opportunity or a problem. Crooked politicians. Let's create a special prosecutor or things. And how many billing hours we can create out of those is endless because we've got the taxpayers' bucket to dip into. And that's what all this stuff is. Whether it's on the left or the right, everybody likes a special prosecutor because their buddies are lawyers and they're getting kickbacks.
Well, that is true. However, do you want to live in a system where there is absolutely no way of investigating anyone?
Right. But
no, I want a happy medium. I want some common sense.
Yeah, if there's collusion, jeez, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
But we've been here for a year, and there's zero evidence of collusion.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in the government that's nonsensical. I made mention of the IRS hiring some of the old investigators that they fired a few years ago because they didn't pay the taxes, and now they're hiring them back again. You know, that kind of ineptitude, and just the inefficiencies. Look at the bid rigging that goes on. Look at the human condition seems to not learn from the mistakes of those who have come before who get caught. And so we have this same, and it becomes drama. It becomes something that we like to talk about. Look at the list of things that we have this week, and all of it is pretty much a repetition of something that's close to it that's happened before.
Well, the struggle for power and money is endemic in human beings, and that's never going to go away. Well, hopefully, what we have here in America is a system that allows us to, you know, find the bad guys and deal with them when we can, whereas in other political systems, you had almost no hope of that. And I guess that's kind of what we have to hope for as Americans, that our best shot is.
Part of it, Kevin, is using the system that is the checks and balances that are provided by the capitalist system. If your business is bad, if you're a bad service provider, if you make a bad product, if you have a bad restaurant, people will take care of it on their own. We don't need the government to do it. If they don't like the food, they don't like the product, they stop going and patronizing the restaurant or the store. It just goes out of business. That's the marketplace. And we short-circuit that sometimes by having too much government involvement. Yes, we do need government for law and order, literally and figuratively. But we have gotten off into so many realms, so many different areas. The agriculture department now, the bad guys there, they're cutting this program, cutting that program. Well, the farmers now who are coming along are used to all these programs. But if you go back to the pre-Dust Bowl era, before federal regulators got involved to try to, quote-unquote, save the farms, there was no, the farmer sold the stuff at the price that he wanted to get for it, and if you don't want to pay it, then you didn't have to buy it. Now, there's so many regulations that are put into place, the government controls the pricing, and they favor the people who are paying the most in terms of the campaign financing that goes on. It's the same in every business, and it's disgusting. Look at net neutrality, for God's sakes. Mm. That doesn't benefit anybody other than three or four handful of large companies. Otherwise, a lot of big companies get screwed, and in that way, the guys out in the rural hinterlands of America get it tucked up their butt big time.
Hmm.
I like
well,
that, Ginger.
Well, I mean, what is there to say?
I've just said it all.
True, but yeah.
All right. So, maybe I should be quiet. All right, you...
Well, for folks who are listening and they're about the net neutrality vote yesterday at the FCC, none of the changes will take place for about a year. So,
yeah. Well, but
if you're waiting for your internet to slow down, you got about a year.
Yeah, right. Big deal, right? And then what happens?
Well,
after that.
Well, look, Ajit Pai says that was the internet broken before 2015. He says no, it wasn't, and we're going to go back to that. That's what he says.
So, what do you think of him? Other than he used to be a lobbyist and a lawyer for Verizon, and gee, you wonder why this is taking place. But how does he strike you as being a regulator?
He seems to be earnest. He seems to be a guy who is interested in open and fair competition, but he also seems to know. He has a certain opinion of what the FCC's purview should be based upon its charter, if you will. And yeah. His argument is that it's not the FCC's business to be regulating the Internet as a utility the way that the previous chairman, Tom Wheeler, said it should.
You know what? I agree with him 100%. But there's something about this net neutrality that bothers me, but you're right. And I have said this for years. Richie, how often have we talked about it? If you go back to 1929 when the FCC was begun, it was put into place by the feds because they needed an oversight group to keep the signals that were developing, because remember, commercial radio started, the frequencies of signals were developed in the late 20s and early 30s. So the FCC was put into place so that these signals would literally not bump into each other, that there'd be some regulation that was set up to keep 1030 from bumping into 1040, or 1190 from bumping into 1200, or, you know, so that the signals didn't overlap each other and people could actually hear what was on the radio. And from then to now, it's developed into this huge, oh my God, $500, $600, $700 million a year in bureaucracy, a whole office building at the federal government devoted to the FCC. And it's preposterous. And yet it just keeps growing. Go ahead. Kevin.
I was going to say that what happens is whenever you get an agency like this and you create one, then people look to it and say, hey, I'd like to have my interests addressed by this agency. So you had, just for example, content, words you can and cannot say in television and radio. Regardless of what your opinion on that is, there are some who say that the federal government has no business at all telling us what we can say or not. And there are others who felt, no, it's a moral issue and you shouldn't be able to say certain words on the radio or television.
Nonsense.
Well, and it's back to the thing with the lawyers. Each government agency needs to justify their existence. Yeah. So they need to think of things to do, and the FCC is a good example of them going, let's see, what else can we get? Oh, this Internet thing.
Yeah, right. That's nose around. In a moment, a focus on John McCain and his future. Might be a short conversation. 46 past the hour.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artists starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friends at Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular price office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in-store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Kevin Casey, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. A couple of more minutes here. Let's focus on the future of John McCain. It may seem that he is on his way out. And the clue to that, in my mind, occurred this week when Joe Biden appeared on The View with Meghan McCain, who was actually, in her own right, I think she's quite good. I thought she was good. Not great on the radio, but I think she's, when you can see her, she's very personable. She's obviously very smart, and she digs doing what she's doing. And so when Joe Biden and Meghan McCain sort of had this conversation about her father and his friend, it was very telling, I thought, about the club itself, about where McCain is, and you know, his future, I would say, seems limited by the reality when you understand that Joe Biden's son died of the cancer that John McCain has, and he's been fighting it for a while. You think, you know, it's he looks very frail to me. I don't know how many other people have looked at pictures of him.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to bury him yet. He's a tough son of a gun,
no.
Obviously. But you know, the reality is he does have a, you know, very serious illness, and yeah, he did have to go back into the hospital, obviously, and that's never good. So,
yeah. Well, but you know, it also brings up, Kevin, a great discussion point among all those people who are one-sided in politics, the radio stations and the hosts that lean to the right and their thinking, and then those who lean to the left and the people say McCain, he's a traitor and he doesn't get the conservative and all that other stuff. If you understand the club that he's a member of and Joe Biden's a member of, the past and present people who are in the U.S. Senate, it is... you know, they talk about the United States presidency being an exclusive club because only 45 members of it. Yeah, but when you think about the Senate and how these people work together, there are never the squabbles in the Senate that there are in the House. You just don't see them fighting among themselves the way the people in the House do. And whether it's an unspoken rule,
but it's not the same club that it used to be back in the Biden and McCain days. They were drinking at night together and having dinner, and they were great friends. But in the public face, they would have this, you know, the senator from Arizona is, you know, this and that. Now I don't think it's the club that it used to be.
Yeah.
The divisiveness that we see in the electorate is certainly, you know, reflected in the makeup of the Senate as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess the bottom line here is you have a good thought, hold a good thought for John McCain as he continues to fight what is a tough fight for sure. Kevin Casey, thank you for being here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Richie, thanks as well. 10 before the hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour now, number one expert in identity theft and college professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us to overview some of the legal aspects of these stories this week and all of the scams that are going on. Identity theft is a big problem. You have written the book, Identity Theft Alert, which has been around. It's a great source. You can go, I think, actually, to talkers.com and get a copy of it there, can't you? Or you can go to Amazon.
You might. Skamicide.com is probably the best place to go, where you can just click right on the book.
The website for the overview of consumer crime. But at this time of year, the holidays, there are all kinds of crimes. Are there not things that people ought to be aware of? Phone calls, email?
Yeah. High-tech, low-tech, no-tech. They're the people stealing the packages from your porch as they're being delivered. There's the phone calls from phony charities, and even if you're on the do-not-call list, you can still get called by charities. And then there are even the non-phony charities, who I call the worst charities, who are the ones that are the so-called legitimate charities who take all the money or too much of the money that they're given and pay their own salaries. And, all kinds of problems.
Yeah. All right, let's take apart a few of these things that are in the story column this week. Net neutrality, the legality of this. I'm one who doesn't like the fact that they're taking it away, even though I realize that to be consistent, because I want to see government regulation cut back, and the FCC is way over their heads in all kinds of stuff anyway. But it's too bad we couldn't, in sort of a non-legal way, Steve, get the companies that like Netflix, I'm sorry, that Verizon and AT&T, to see that this is not really fair.
Oh, they don't give a whatever.
No,
I mean, they don't. You know, I was watching the CEO of Comcast. We would never throttle someone's content provider's content so that they couldn't get through, which is, what's the legal term, total crap. In 2013, when there was no net neutrality on the books, Comcast was negotiating with Netflix about higher rates. And, gee, it was kind of funny how Netflix, their downloads, tremendously got slowed down, which is bad, totally bad for their business. Once they agreed to pay higher rates, whoop, it all of a sudden went up.
It's even worse
now because you have the major Internet service providers, they are now getting into the content biz. So not only will innovation be stifled, small businesses be hurt, but they're going to decide who is going to get on, who is not going to get on. But, of course, you can always go to that other Internet service provider. There aren't any. In most places, you have almost little or no choice. They charge you what they want. They don't give you service. This net neutrality abolition is against what the public wants. It's an arrogant play to the big companies. But other than that, it's great.
Fine. Okay, speaking of arrogance, the Trump-Russia investigation and what is really part and parcel of something that goes on and on and on and really doesn't seem to lead anywhere. This has been going on.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's leading just well. Remember, the investigation into Bill Clinton, and first of all, many people forget it was called the Whitewater investigation, and Whitewater was the beginning of the investigation. That had to do with an Arkansas real estate development. It didn't take Kenneth Starr and others long to find out that there was nothing there. But it led to other transgressions by President Clinton. That took 5 years for them to get anything. Here they've already got four indictments. They've got a lot. There is a lot there. It keeps getting deeper and deeper. Don't tell me you're believing the president who doesn't even think that Russia tried to interfere in the election.
No, well, Vladimir Putin said that in his press conference this week when he was lauding Mr. Trump and how great he is for America. Look at the stock market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what comes out of this, in my mind, Steve, this kind of stuff becomes so expensive. Do you really get your money's worth out of these investigations? That taxpayer needs to ask that question because taxpayer's paying.
I totally agree with it. But, you know, in all seriousness, I think that this particular investigation is going to uncover really serious transgressions that I think make Nixon's White House look pale. And I'm not saying that necessarily President Trump knew anything about it when it was happening. I think.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think there are people around him that just assumed they were acting in his behalf, so they just did what they thought was necessary. All right. So that's good. Good overview, Steve. Thank you. Check out Steve's website, scamaside.com. Steve and J.J. Wiseman on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.